Hi, my name is Dakaran, and welcome to my vodcast. We're here for the fun of it. No other reason. Sort of a follow-on from my last one. Joy is the key. So why are we here on Earth in this body? Do you believe you are here to prove your worth or to save humanity or to save the Earth? Well, contrary to what most people believe, because they have been programmed to believe in the lie of unworthiness, most people believe in the completely faulty premise of judgment and the apocalypse and the rapture, etc., where we will finally be judged as worthy or unworthy, sinful bastards, and be sent to eternal hellfire. But there is no such thing as sin, and no such thing as hell, and no such thing as judgment, and right and wrong, and there is no such thing as limitation and lack of any kind or devolution. There is only contrast of what we don't like and don't want and the things that we do like and do want. And there is only constant and never-ending improvement and expansion. There is only evolution and growth and never-ending growth and expansion. There is only prosperity and well-being. Or there is cutting yourself off from prosperity and well-being. There is no such thing as right and wrong. There is only alignment with Source or misalignment with Source. By believing in such things as right and wrong, worthiness or unworthiness, judgment and punishment, nothing and no one is broken or faulty or sinful or bad or wrong or even right or wrong in any way. There's no such thing as right and wrong, good and bad. There is only perception and belief. So stop trying to find out what the, quote, right way is and the right way to believe and follow your own inner guidance that is always guiding you to the right way for you, but no one else. Stop trying to demand and coerce and legislate and punish or even reward to try to force people into some sort of bastardized form of consensus and agreement or unity. We did not come to planet Earth as souls to agree with each other and have consensus and believe the same way as each other. We came here for the contrast and the diversity, not for some sort of homogenization. Hence why the different races and the different beliefs and the different diversities, because everyone has their own unique perspective. There will never ever be agreement between people because there isn't supposed to be. We are all unique divine masters with our own unique perspectives and our own internal guidance systems. So we don't need agreement and consensus, especially about what is supposedly right, wrong, good, or bad, to use to guide our decisions and beliefs about life. We are all eternal divine masters of creation, and we can't ever get anything wrong, and we don't ever get this adventure of creation done because we're immortal creators. There's no such thing as Alpha or Omega. There is only eternal creation and eternal expansion and eternal growth. And none of us will ever stop creating and expanding and growing. And that may imply that we are here on Earth as souls in these bodies for, quote, spiritual growth, unquote, or something along those lines. But that isn't really actually true, because spiritual growth, even physical evolution of bodies, etc., is just our natural, inevitable existence. It's just the inevitable evolution of creation. We will just always grow. Growth is just an inevitable part of life. Expansion is just a natural, inevitable result of life and creation. We are not here for growth and expansion, necessarily. Growth and expansion are just a given. We're not here to earn or learn anything, and we certainly are not here to prove anything to anyone. The only reason we are here is for the joy of it. We're here simply because it's fun to create. It's fun to experience the contrast of life, of what we don't like and don't want, and then create improvements upon that. In fact, the expansion, growth, and expansion of the universe and of this planet and evolution 100% relies upon this sort of contrast of when we experience things we don't like and don't want, and then, of course, launch rockets of desires about what we do want. We're also not here to get anything done. Nothing is broken and needs fixing, and no one needs saving, so there is nothing to get done or accomplish. But it's fun to do stuff, and it's fun to accomplish stuff. It feels good, and that's why we go on quests and missions and adventures of creation, not because we have to do it, not because we've been ordered to by the, you know, the admiral. It's because we've been given. It's not because we've been given orders from the great white-bearded general in the sky to somehow save ourselves or save humanity. No, none of that. It's only because it's fun. We've been sent on this journey, or we've sent ourselves on this journey, this adventure of creation, for the fun of it. So why are you here? For the fun of it. No other reason. For the fun of creation. For the joy of the adventure of turning thoughts and desires and dreams into things. So, let go of all that other crap that they have taught you, who never knew what the hell they were talking about. All the crap about you gotta struggle and work hard, prove your worth, do good, follow the rules. All of that is a big ass pile of bullshit. Let's call shit, shall we? So let go of all that crap that they have taught you, all those limited beliefs that they have taught you, and you wholeheartedly have decided to believe that you have to struggle and work hard, etc. And instead, just have fun. Have fun being the miracle that you are. Have fun being a magical creator of dreams. Have fun being the dream weaver. Have fun being a creator of worlds. And have fun creating what you want with ease, not struggle. Struggle is optional. It is not mandatory. Have fun. Create what you want with ease. Have fun and have more fun. And then, as you're having fun, think about more things you can do that you can have fun. Because that's why you're here. No other reason. To have fun. All right. Hope you got something from this. If you did, share it with your friends. Bless them with these awesome, enlightened teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can get notifications of my new awesome videos. And come visit me at zakhyron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people and fun-oriented people and adventurous-oriented people and loving-oriented people create the happy, abundant, joyful, fun lifestyle that we all love and we all came to planet Earth to experience. So thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and well-being and lots and lots of fun on your magnificent, joyful, fun desire of creation. And, of course, remember to make life a fun adventure and a holiday. Woohoo!